Dreamscape presents Where We Belong by Ashley Munoz, narrated by Isabel Turner and Chase T. Walker. 1. Laura. The bathtub had rust in it. For some reason, that tiny detail kept running through my mind as Callie continued to talk about the location, the spacious living room, and the lack of mold. Apparently, these apartments off Main Street were highly sought after, and the fact that we had snagged an appointment to see one was a miracle. I decoded the words and realized what she was really saying. Her husband, who happened to run a motorcycle club, had called in a favor. It was why I had agreed to see the apartment and why I was currently keeping my mouth shut about the rust. Callie was my best friend, and ever since I had randomly decided to pack up my life and follow her to Rose Ridge, she had done nothing but help me. She let me live with her for 2 weeks when I arrived, and then her husband gave me the chance to live in his old apartment for free. It was a good deal. An amazing and perfect deal, considering the apartment was brand new and had all top-of-the-line appliances. Not a single stain, ring, or particle of rust to be found. The only downside was the space would eventually be shared with the only person on this planet that got under my skin. Killian Quinn. The Wolf.
I feel like I've been talking your ear off, Lore. What do you think of the place?
Callie turned near the front door to inspect my reaction. Her long dark hair was tied half up into an edgy updo with wisps framing her face. Her arms were covered in a long-sleeved shirt, and she was wearing jeans, now that the weather had turned a bit colder. Something had changed in her since she arrived back home. Her shell had cracked, and her confidence had found a way back. She stood taller, her smile was wider, and her eyes seemed brighter. I loved it for her. I smiled while trailing a nail along the cracked formica countertop. I like it. Not enough to want to live here. Not when I had all the luxuries the club apartment provided. I knew I couldn't stay there forever, and I knew eventually Killian would actually step foot inside. And when he did, we'd probably kill each other. Callie's countenance fell. You don't, though. I can tell you don't.
Callie, it's great. I just don't know that I can afford it yet. It's sort of expensive, and just being real.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?